Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Dr. Hyginus Oku. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyemso Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the cheerful and loving people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that 3/4 of the world's population doesn't have enough to eat. Our topic today is population, challenges, and strategies. Don't forget the guidelines to help us stay safe from coronavirus disease. Like all the past global pandemics, it will soon be a thing of the past. Stay alive by staying safe. Never before had population grown so rapidly. In 1950, 5 years after the founding of the United Nations, world population was estimated at around 2.6 billion people. It reached 5 billion in 1987 and 6 billion in 1999. In October 2011, the global population was estimated to be 7 billion. The world's population is expected to increase by 2 billion persons in the next 30 years, from 7.7 billion currently to 9.7 billion in 2050, and could peak at nearly 11 billion around 2100. This dramatic growth, with far-reaching implications for generations unborn, has been driven largely by increasing numbers of people surviving to reproductive age, and has been accompanied by major changes in fertility rates, increasing urbanization, and accelerating migration. These megatrends have far-reaching implications. They affect economic development, employment, income distribution, poverty, and social protections. They also affect efforts to ensure universal access to healthcare, education, housing, sanitation, water, food, and energy. To more sustainably address the needs of individuals, policymakers must understand how many people are living in the country, state, or community where they are, how old they are, and how many people will come after them. With many countries on lockdown and health systems struggling to cope, sexual and reproductive health services are being sidelined, and it is projected that if the pandemic restrictions and measures continue for 6 months with major disruptions to health services, 47 million women in low and middle income countries may not be able to access modern contraceptives, resulting in 7 million unintended pregnancies. The pandemic is hitting marginalized communities particularly hard. It is deepening inequalities and threatening to set back all the efforts by the global community, countries, communities, civil societies, and rights advocates to leave no one behind. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as he expounds on the subject. He is Dr. Hyginus Oku, Associate Professor of Population Geography and Environmental Management, Ignatius Ajuru University of Education, Port Harcourt. Please enjoy the episode. A caring rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ihuru anu mekao deji arizika undo bakwe kwere USA ehenku coronavirus be ehenku ke wehalegumisi ke yogwo hia obokini ha yeme na ohuna yibochira hunsunu igoruncha no mini no somaka ngbenu bobla hunsunu ikusuri opaka naya manimi maoboni ikwabalokwa maobu no sansa humasenu ikushumero oni ngbenu bobla richehi no kusamahu obula ikpalamaka ngbenu bobla guru mono betega naka kebuge helku tikpata naka ngbenu bobla ikpalamu haka inze kompe agidabaduze lelore kwere maobu kwa bebeli gabadun maobu ikwameli kesenu odobiri odobiri inze no woge sesi kushumeimi manoni ngbenu bobla ikbasibadaka maobu kwa obagidabadibin ndaha yeme na omahaya yevu ofu ehekun ye ko ye wehia ehin biakun ye ko ye zina kwa kwa shiririke ye ko ye zina enwe enwe ololu ma ehin obugbu ya nuri shopuko nda ha kwesirome na obikwa ehin na onode keburoma osenu irijire ruho menu bobla ribo kwa wiri na tamase purisisi menu bobla osenu iwangamini nkarengare menu bobla osenu iyegare ehin oge osipata anyara nkarengare bali no kosama mozapa toro menu bobla nda ha kwesirome ma ahuna yeve ehin akuka suku ndo orenu kebokuga ncdc no green green 08097000010 biko hosinu ijila kai nedi benhi isokonye ni obla mobezin oro kevu ehekun coronavirus abekulem yechigali river state why yesum isn't one week nihi no baliga no chihala ehekun kebokuga coronavirus na ile river state ndegi arizika bundogba kwekwere usa anumekao.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Hyginus Oko. I will be speaking on the topic Population Challenges and Strategies. The word population is a very simple word. It basically means the total number of people living in an area within a particular period of time. Why period of time? Because it changes from time to time. 100 persons may be in a particular city, some other issues may make them move out of it. There are some relevant concepts which has to do with the concept of overpopulation, optimum population, and underpopulation. And these concepts are discussed in relation to resources available to a particular population at a particular period in time. But there are issues that affect population growth and over time, and that is the issue of birth rate and death rate. The birth rate and death rate is expressed in number of births or deaths per thousand. And where the birth rate is higher than the death rate, it means that the population is growing and is significant. However, in every population, there are challenges, most especially has a drive. In contemporary drive in population studies, you see people moving from rural areas into urban areas, and from other urban areas into other urban areas. So there are challenges associated with population issues, and these are the issues of environmental challenges, because people occupy space, they get involved in resource development, they get involved in resource exploitation, they get involved in resource use. And as a result of all this, there are impacts of every activity on the physical environment. There is environmental stress factor in every population study. You know, discover that in the most of our big cities, for instance, in Port Harcourt, they will discover that there are several environmental challenges of waste management. There are other challenges of housing, how to get quality housing for the growing population. And that challenge is also with us, most especially in developing countries around the world, not only in Nigeria. And there's all the problem of job creation. Your people come into some areas with an expectation to have something doing. So each problem of challenge of job creation is there in population growth. And another issue which is just also very critical challenge in developing countries is the issue of infrastructural adequacies. You know, oftentimes the growing population may not meet up the existing infrastructure in particular cities or particular localities, and this is affecting the population size in each location. Another serious significant challenge is the issue of crime rate and security. There are significant crime problems around the world today. And that is why you discover that in major cities or developing cities, the crime rate, it seems to be high because of joblessness, because of lack of proper education, because of lack of proper orientation, because of other cultural challenges which the population may face. And in big cities, in the developing countries, there's this population mix of diverse ethnic, diverse cultural background, and is posing a problem for the urban population. And the issue of security, you also discover that a lot of things are not so safe in most of those urban areas because of the growing population. For instance, you see in some rural areas today, people can sleep with their doors wide open. You cannot try that in any city in the developing world today because of high security issues. And that But we need to spend a lot of time to look at strategies to overcome most of these challenges of population growth. And one is the birth control. What do we mean by birth control? It means that the number of child per family need to be looked at. In some countries, like in China, there was a time people were encouraged to have a child per family. There was a time during the Babangida administration that most Nigerians were encouraged to have a maximum of 4 per family. Today, nobody talk about birth control again, but we need to enforce legislation, necessary legislation, so that we don't grow out of proportion we can manage. We don't grow out of proportion we can control. We don't grow out of proportion that our resources can cater for, or government or the organized private sector can consciously make provisions for. And this is most of the problem. You discover that the poverty index of most countries is getting higher and higher by the day because there are no birth control, and the little resource or resources available to a particular country or people is disproportionate to the size of the population. Then two, another strategy we can also do to manage the population issues around the world is to do what we call human capital development. By that, we are talking about quality training to make people have requisite skill to fit into society. Why? Because you see, a country like Nigeria, for instance, with close to 200 million people, and some of the European countries with close to 40, 30, 50 million people, you discover that if you look at their value of export, both visible and invisible export, you discover that most of those countries do several trillion or several hundreds of billion of dollars in terms of annual export and within the country. So, but you also discover that in some other developing countries which have several tens of millions of people and with very poor human capital development index, you discover that it is difficult, extremely difficult, to enhance the quality of the population. So government and the organized private sector should look at human capital development. How can we enhance skill? How can we enhance the quality of population? Because the number may not help when it means times of the quantity, when we have the quality, it helps to control some of the emerging issues and problems or challenges which is inherent with growing population. Then another very significant strategy which we need to put in place is what I call the integrated environmental management practices. By that, when I say integrated, because you have to carry on significant environmental education so that every member of the population will know that his action, his activity will create an impact on the people, on the environment, on one another. So that is also environmental education is an aspect of integrated environmental management practice. Two, we also ensure that our waste management strategy is fully integrated. By that, we can do or identify what and what is in the waste stream. Before you can do that, we do what we call waste characterization. Quantify what we generate. Then if you have an idea of what you generate as a society or as a state, it's better to now plan for it. Today, you discover that in every household, people are coming around. Condemned motor parts, they are looking for every iron component. Where are they taking them to? Factories in Lagos area and Ogun State area are using these iron components, recycle them back as sheet iron or as rod. So there is a market for it. As we speak, in Lagos area, you discover that just soft drink cans and beer can, companies in Lagos buy a minimum of 4 million naira per week from scavengers who go around, pick these cans for recycling. So it's already creating job and all that. So if we have that awareness in River State, that instead of spending about half a billion naira or more every month paying the contractors and several other things to carry waste away, then we could know that, oh, this category of waste is good for manure. This category of waste could be recycled into other products. And we put in the factories and the companies there, then government will not spend this money again. Government will now channel that money to see how it could help the population doing other projects, because the companies will look for vendors who will supply the raw materials, and the vendors will buy the waste from the household back to the company, as we are currently buying the iron scrap back to the company. All the other categories of waste that are even plastic waste, vegetable waste, could be used for several other products and all that. Let's go for short break.
We are dangenu akilozi an poro dumelo ale dumpia ne akura coronavirus. Ena adab sira lo ale ayalo. Ena idabdo kumalo. Coronavirus dab ayiro tema kumalo piano odabaro dodo kasi boom bugi ale eregenu odabaro. Lo poro dumelo dab ayiro lo ale ne alelo da abaro su ababu da abaro den da abaro bion da abaro egan da abaro ton. Eh, mais si de otemasoa nason obonte onge kagarabe esiamia buloa neson ao agalo ken eserepiogi darange ko pieneba ere lo dumelo dab lele melo ale oi lua namane ale ne abe lebu dona dumelo bueparo coronavirus dab afe sonako coronavirus be pia e onge be nekmana be ogralo zine dab tema lo poro dumelo melo bobo ne sou encore coronavirus na ere boa nkodonason why des sou encore coronavirus na ere boa piana uga doken ile do anya idap why des sa mo encore i ere lo dumelo le ane lo esu no beke non aba a denenson lo ba alere lo ba alere donanu odabdo na e mo encore oton alo ne a e ere do poro dumelo ale ne lo ye adume Mwako o subabu logone owa a logone uwalo le odab tonto tonage me bari ekbega idu.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio. My name is Dr. Hyginus Oko. I have been speaking on the topic population challenges and strategy. And we are talking about integrated waste management practices. We've talked about the issue of environmental education. We've talked about the issue of waste characterization and putting in facilities that will transform waste into wealth. And several cars, even the waste tires on the road, could be recycled into asphalt for road maintenance and road building in the state and all that. Another strategy is that of entrepreneurial education and development. We need to government cannot employ every member of the population. So to reduce crime rate, there should be organized programs for entrepreneurial development. So government should look at skills. Skill that when you train a person, the person could train other person or employ other persons. And we can also look at the other issues of doing a master skill program that make people see themselves as managers and employers instead of becoming employees. By that, you discover that these guys who maybe graduate have passed through this program, we have capacity, it will be encouraged and strengthened to have capacity to employ others. So most economies of the world, look at India, look at China, there are a lot of small-scale entrepreneurial scheme going on. You have millions of them. That's why you discover that China could also, despite their population of about 1.45 billion, they could also manage themselves as a people because of the high number of small-scale industrial activities. So entrepreneurial development is very significant in managing population issues. Then provision of housing. Government cannot do all the housing needs of any nation, but housing needs could be arranged through the public-private partnership programs where developers will be encouraged, maybe giving long-time loan using such properties as a collateral, and those loans will be able to provide affordable housing so that you can move people away from slums, from ghettos, into good housing because of the health challenges of such location. Then I said initially that one of the challenges of growing population of people moving from rural to urban areas is high rates of crime and security issues. If we begin to get into, as a strategy to handle that, get into this issue of community policing, every neighborhood have a community policing unit that, because the neighborhood people that live in that neighborhood know who is a criminal in that neighborhood. So they have that, synergize that with the police and synergize that with other security agencies. If that synergy is built, then you would discover that that strategy will help the people in every neighborhood to identify who is the criminal. So if there's a robbery, they know who are the likely people that may have committed that crime, because they know they are criminals, they know their scent, and they also know other people who are level-headed as well in that vicinity. And we also look at the issue of infrastructural development. Government may not have all the finances to look at the infrastructural decay in an emerging population. So infrastructural development should be owned through public-private partnership. In several countries of the world, roads, some other facilities are built on concessions for 20, for 30, for 50 years, build, operate, and transfer. We can do that. There are people who are ready in such business who could build, recoup their money, and transfer such infrastructure back to the state, back to the government for the population to enjoy. Let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm an apple. He was your beton drinking some FMA bate. Me was your bimere and a coronavirus. Coronavirus, me, ane, wa bracket lama bay, bokona, igbigina, jai janate bracket lama barai bo, bracket lamate, wa bracket wamne torong bo, bibi berry, lama bebe, ane wa laba. Coronavirus, me, olona, ojo frena, piki ine in your sramia anike buari, obi goege goye yana warar, koma. Mi coronavirus me si ta itobi ani go yanyana ani komo piki dumoduma ende wa ke ni mi bebara mi obi me ani sike olona mayana duai akom na ngem ani kombo brake lamam ani ana ina pekim ani laba gborgbo engere ina ni ke inweni ende preba obi ibu emite coronavirus me elam bebe idumobi ya trere omongi wa piki ani kom ani ana yanam Ibo du ware som. Tobra mi akuma. Coronavirus me wala bia. Osonke sikope la brake. Ebra sekre maburo. Mira perena. Piki olomoloma bo obu sikima. Tombike tomi peridumo onwe ekon. Odokote. Wa misi obimeke jumo jumo prema. Eyamena. Ebu erem. Eyolar. Ofre gba inwarari. Ekwe foko foko. Eyosera bebe. Sake fama mate. Ibo mi epaka make.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is River Takes on Radio. My name is Dr. Hyginus Oku. I have been speaking on the topic population, challenges, and strategies. We've said a lot of things about what population is, about the total number of people living in a particular area. We also discussed the concept of over-optimal and underpopulation in relation to resource availability. And we also look at the issue of birth rate and death rate, which together work to affect the total number of people resident or living in a particular geographical area over time. We did also said that there are several challenges associated with population growth, which are environmental challenges, housing challenges, job creation and availability index. We also look at infrastructural adequacies, look at crime rates and security. We also discuss as the issue of how to handle these problems and all the challenges that we've not discussed here. We put them under some strategies and we look at the issue of human capital development. The quality of the population should be the focal point of every government and every citizen. They also look at the issue of birth control, because if we don't control birth, population will be growing out of proportion to resources, out of proportion to capacity to actually manage the challenges emanating from that. And we also talk about something very significant, integrated environmental management practices, which must take into cognizance environmental education, provision of necessary infrastructure that could transform waste into finished product, which we put the burden of waste management off the shoulder of government to the organized private sector that run these facilities, because they see waste now as raw material. So they spend money, they pay for it, and they ensure that waste is managed adequately without significant environmental impact. Then we also talk about entrepreneurial education, where people must be trained, have the requisite skill so that they become employer of labor instead of waiting with our certificate to be employed. And we look at provision of adequate housing through public-private partnership. And we look at community policing to check crime wave. And finally, we talk about the issue of infrastructural development so that we have infrastructural adequacy in ratio to the population residing in particular areas through public-private partnership, through concessioning programs, and several other things. And by way of conclusion, I want to say that the quality of a country's population is an asset and not the number. So if we build on the quality of our population to human capital development and other things that will help us have a qualitative population, then we could rank better to Western world. Thanks for listening.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rive Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.riveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rive Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via @RiveEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on riveethics@gmail.com. The Rive Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you, wishing you a great week ahead.